And good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's edition of Public Affairs on KCNI Radio. As today we're visiting with our good friend who we've gotten to know, and that's Kelly Herbig, to talk about Callaway District Hospital's Senior Life Solutions Program. Good to see you again.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. Nice to see you, too.
Well, I know that you're a nurse. You're the program director of Senior Life Solutions, so let's just start there. I mean, I always like to just kind of reintroduce you to our listeners in case they haven't heard some of our earlier interviews that we have done. But I know that this program is very near and dear to your heart.
Yes, it is.
And so just kind of tell us how things are going and refresh everybody's memory as to your role.
Sure. I am the nurse and program director for Senior Life, and we're a team of three in our office. We have a program therapist, Jerry Phillips, who's been a therapist for about 30 years, and Janelle Brustel is our office and patient coordinator, kind of the glue that holds everything together. But we are a program for older adults, typically 65 and over, helping them address any issues with depression or anxiety related to changes that happen as they age, such as a loss of a spouse, a change in living situation, change in financial situation, declining health, anything like that. So we are what's considered an intensive outpatient program. We have group therapy and individualized therapy for our patients. And we do have a psychiatrist who offers telehealth, who's not on site. We've been open about 5 years this year, this spring. But Senior Life Solutions, we have about 150-plus programs in 30, 35 states. And we partner with critical access hospitals in rural communities where there's typically less resources and there is a greater need.
Well, it's a great program, and you mentioned 5 years.
Yep.
I think we maybe visited, didn't we, when the program was first getting going?
We probably did.
Stages of it.
Yeah. So yeah, we opened right in the middle of COVID.
Yeah.
So that was an experience.
Yes, I'm sure it was.
Yeah, it was.
Now, I think you have a little celebration, don't you, coming up that is going to promote the fact that you're hitting your five-year anniversary.
Yes. So we actually opened in February of 2021, and we admitted our first patient in March of 2021. And on March 19th, we're going to have an open house at the Senior Life office from 11:30 to 1:30 with just some light snacks, and we'll have information about the program as well as other mental health resources if anybody has a question or a need.
You talked about opening kind of, well, right in the COVID situation that we all went through. So as you think about the 5 years for Senior Life Solutions, I'm sure you have encountered different things, maybe some challenges along the way.
Yeah.
Just kind of talk about the five-year journey a little bit.
Definitely challenges and lots of changes. There is still a stigma that we see when talking about mental health, especially with older adults that have a little bit of a struggle. The good news is that stigma is we're working on it. There's still a lot of work to do, but it's much more prevalent that people are talking about it in the media, government programs, insurance companies that recognize the need for mental health services. But there's always work to do. We're always looking at different ways to raise awareness.
I know that we all kind of have a part in this, and that is being able to recognize signs maybe of family or friends that are going through some of these issues.
Yeah.
So help us, Kelly, know what maybe some of those signs are in case we need to reach out on someone's behalf even.
So younger people, on a good note, because it's being talked about much more, younger people, younger adults are getting more comfortable to talk about their own mental health. Our older adults grew up in an era where there was a stigma, and it was a pull yourself up by your bootstraps, and a very in rural communities where it was a sign of weakness. For the other thing that used to occur is you could be at risk of losing your job if it was known that you were seeking mental health services. So those things are definitely improving. But what we typically see in older adults who are not used to and they're not comfortable talking about their own mental health. Is it, you know, changes in their sleep patterns, weight gain or weight loss, changes in their eating habits, frequent doctor visits, unexplained aches and pains, family members. A lot of times we'll see mood swings, and sometimes family members come to us because their loved one is, their behavior is just getting more and more difficult to live with. And a lot of times it's something underlying that we can address.
Okay, so let's say we notice some of these signs, mm-hmm. some of these symptoms. Sometimes we go, okay, well, I don't really know what to do.
Right.
So what do you do?
Well, good listening skills. And I'll be honest, you know, talking about mental health and suicide awareness is not always easy for everybody. But we encourage everybody, if you think somebody is struggling, to try to get them to open up and talk about it, using I statements like, I see you, that you're struggling, or I think that you need this, to think about this, and not, accusatory statements like, you need to do this, or, you know, you need to address that, and try to let that person know that you're open to listen. And I always tell people, if you're not comfortable approaching your family member, your friend, your loved one, but you have a concern about them, you can come to us, because we are comfortable, you know, talking to people. So it's when you're trying to talk to somebody and then you notice they're uncomfortable, it's kind of a ping pong effect, then you feel uncomfortable. So just really good listening skills and reaching a comfort level on your own. And again, I always tell people, if you have a concern about somebody and you don't know how to approach them, they can always reach out to us and we can help with that.
So let's build on that a little bit more. How does someone refer a person mm-hmm. to you and to your program? You talk about calling. Are there mm-hmm. other ways people can do it, or how does that process work a little bit more?
So you don't need a referral, a physician's referral, to come to our program. You can self-refer. You can refer somebody that you know. We do have people that walk into the office needing support and help. The majority of our referrals do come from the physician's office, but again, you don't need a physician referral. But once you are in the program, we do work very closely with your primary care team to make sure that everybody's on the same page with your care.
A great program. Again, I still can't believe that.
I know.
Five years, fifth anniversary.
Yeah, happy birthday to us.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
And you're going to celebrate. If someone's just tuning in, let's mm-hmm. remind them about your open house later in the month.
March 19th is a Thursday. Open house is going to be from 11:30 to 1:30 with light snacks. And we will have information not only about the program, but other mental health resources that are in the community.
Well, it's always great to visit with you. Was there anything else that you wanted to mention that maybe we didn't touch on, or did we hit all the highlights for today?
I think we hit all the highlights, but just our next event will be Mental Health Awareness Month in May, and we've already got quite a few activities planned for that.
All right. Sounds great. Well, we'll encourage people to join you on the 19th for your open house.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kelly. And that is today's edition of Public Affairs.